Sometimes nuns, religious sisters, wear habits, the recognizable traditional garb. And sometimes they have green habits. Green habits was the topic of a night of environmental storytelling by Catholic sisters in Pittsburgh recently. It was part of an ongoing project called Stand Up Sisters, giving the mic to this diverse group of women so that more people can hear their stories. And that's where I first heard the story of Sister Elise Mora. Sister Elise began by telling the audience about her early life in New Mexico, where she was orphaned and shuffled among six foster families.
My childhood was one of fear, confusion, insecurity. I was always wondering why nobody ever hugged me like they did their own kids or wanted to keep me. Fortunately, some of these families had dogs. I gravitated to them because they were something I could hug, something I could wrap my arms around, and they loved me in return. I got a lot of big slurpy kisses all the time from them. At the same time, I was becoming aware of other creatures, and I liked them too. I petted cows, I looked in their big brown eyes, I liked sheep, I played with them. I liked bugs and ants and toads and the whole bit.
Sister Elise is 80 years old now and lives just south of Pittsburgh with some other sisters of St. Francis of the Providence of God. I visited her there to learn more.
You know, it seems to me that a difficult childhood like yours can close people off to the world. And your experience, at least the way you told it, seemed to sort of open you up to nature and to life. Can you talk a little bit about that?
That's always been a mystery to me. What you just said, I have found to be so. I find people that are bitter and say, well, if you knew what I went through and all that sort of thing. But the only thing I remember experiencing is sadness. But from the beginning, though, I have always loved creatures. I don't know where that came from because I didn't learn it from anyone. I just remember being very attracted to creatures and trying not to ever hurt them. And even now, you might suspect I'm a vegetarian.
I was a tree hugger, too. I loved trees long before that term was ever invented. But my favorite memory of all, I was probably 4 years old, I have no idea. My favorite memory is of lying on the ground with other little kids at night under a New Mexico sky and looking up at the stars. You can't imagine what they look like in a place like that. Every constellation is clear. They're just breathtaking. There are no words to describe it.
Sister Elise joined the Franciscan sisters who follow the teachings of St. Francis at 19, looking for belonging.
I didn't realize it at the time, but it turned out to be a perfect choice for me because Francis loved, as you've heard already so many times, Francis loved the whole of creation. He always spoke of brother sun and sister water and brother wolf, and he loved the poor.
She's been accused of liking animals more than people, but Sister Elise says nothing could be further from the truth.
My spirituality is such that the idea that all things are interconnected and that all things come from a power beyond ourselves, you know, we call it God. Other people have other names for it.
Her faith is expressed in action. She's taught Spanish, which she speaks natively, and worked in the Bronx with the poor and immigrants. And when she had a little power after being elected to the governing council of her order, she tried to make some other changes.
I encourage the sisters first and foremost to rethink the things that we were doing, the things that we were using, and then reduce whatever we could as regards plastic, styrofoam, paper, water, energy, the whole bit. And could we look for alternatives?
And as most of her students know, no one needs more than one paper towel.
Because if there's anything that makes me, livid, it's watching people in the bathroom taking out clunk, 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 clunk for two little hands.
What do you think drives you to be that person who has to say something or do something about the paper towels or anything else?
I'm really fearful about doing that. You know, I have to think about it and think about it and think, I wish I had the courage to do more. But I'm worried about the future, for one thing. I'm worried about your generation and the kids that I was involved with. I keep thinking, we just don't have a right. We don't have a right to abuse the earth and not leave them a good earth. you know, it was made good, it was made to last. We're just killing it. And, you know, I feel so strongly about it. And I don't think I've ever said this out loud. I feel so strongly about it that if my life were required in exchange for making it a better world, I would do that. I would just want there to be a future to this planet.
I try to get the messages across, but sometimes people run the other way when they see me coming, or their eyes glaze over, like, here she goes again. But sometimes I get messages from my former students of appreciation, and I'm going to share with you just one little paragraph of one of them. I'll never forget the impact you've had on me. You've shown me a side of faith I've so often been denied. You love by example, caring for all things over yourself, and that sentiment has inspired me to do the same. Thank you.
Sister Elise Mora is a sister of St. Francis of the Providence of God. She's retired, which means she now volunteers as a Spanish teacher. She's also made some amazing piñatas. Sister Elise spoke with me at her home in Pittsburgh's South Hills, and she talked in front of a live audience at Stand Up Sisters Green Habits, a live storytelling event that took place during Lent as part of National Catholic Sisters Week. And you can find out more at AlleghenyFront.org. I'm Carol Holsapple.